I have a question for you this morning. Have you ever been asked to do something, or even just go along with something, that you knew deep inside your heart and your head wasn't a good thing to do? Have any of your friends said, hey, let's go do this? Sometimes friends suggest we do things that we know we shouldn't do, but we maybe agree to do it anyway. I'm going to tell you about a time when I was little. I was maybe third or fourth grade, and I was spending a week with a friend and her family. And on the weekend, we went to a lake, a big lake, for swimming. There were lots of families there picnicking, lots of kids. But there was a dock out in the middle of the lake. And the kids who could swim out to the dock were diving off the dock, and there was a slide on it that you could slide down into the water. It looked the party was out on the dock. Yeah. You know, there were some kids who were just playing on the sand, but the real party was out on the dock. And my friend said, can you swim out to the dock? Oh, I wasn't a real good swimmer, but I thought I could probably make it out to the dock, you know. And she really wanted to go out to the dock. That's where the slide was. So we swam out to the dock. I made it out to the dock. We had a great time. We played for hours on the dock. And then we had to swim back in. And you know what? I was too tired to swim back in. And you know what I remember? I remember the lifeguard pulling me up out of the water and putting me onto the dock. Yeah. It's a good thing there was a lifeguard, right? Okay, so my friend asked me to do something that I knew I really probably couldn't do, but she wanted to do it, and I did. You know, I just was really proud. I didn't want to say, no, I'm not that good a swimmer. I can't swim out to the dock. And so I made a decision. Well, you know, my mom was at the first service, and she says she doesn't remember this, but I know she does because I remember asking me when I got home, what were you thinking? What were you thinking? Well, you know, I was thinking I could do it. I was thinking I didn't want to say no. Well, that's kind of what happened to the person in our story today. Now, this story is about Herod. It's not about Jesus. We know Jesus is the heavenly king. This is about Herod. He was an earthly king. And he had a birthday party. Any of you guys had a birthday party recently? Yeah? Birthday parties? Okay. Everybody was having a great time at Herod's birthday party. And one of the girls did a really beautiful dance to music. And Herod was so moved, he said to the girl, I will give you whatever you want. Kind of a way of saying thank you. Thank you. I can give you anything you want. Up to half my kingdom. She asked for something really bad. Really bad. Now, what should Herod have done at this point? Herod shouldn't have listened to her, yeah. Maybe he should have said, you know, I need to rethink that. I'll give you anything reasonable. But, you know, Herod was proud, and he didn't want to say that in front of all these people, these important people. And so he did what the girl asked. He killed someone for her, in response. That's really bad. Really bad. So, when our parents and the Bible are teaching us to be responsible, what do you think that means? I wrote it down and highlighted. It says, responsible means, no matter what, you're in charge of making your decisions. Even at this age, even at your age, even at your age, Mom. Any grandmas? Are you responsible? Grandpas? We're all responsible for our decisions. God is the only one who never changes what he says. We can. Okay, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for this really hard lesson about pride from Herod. Thank you that you teach us to be responsible. Thank you that you teach us that you forgive us. In Jesus' name, amen.